You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, megahertz and megawatt megastars and megatrons. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 130, and of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your amazingly academic, abundantly astonishing audiophiles.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris. So we got, I'm pretty sure that Australian Good Job Brain fans are the best. Sorry, America. Sorry, everybody else. As an American, even I feel bad. No, we keep getting these amazing care packages Australia. Always with Tim Tams.
Always Tim Tams.
The latest one being from a listener, Penelope Privet.
With the best name.
Yeah, the best Harry Potter name.
Yeah.
And she actually is a crochet fanatic and crocheted Good Job Brain baby booties. Little orange booties.
For your son.
For my son.
They are so
for
my cute. Son.
Yeah.
They're adorable.
They're adorable. They're incredible. They're orange booties with little black mustaches on.
Crocheted mustaches.
Crocheted, fully 3D-ified mustaches knitted onto the booties.
They are amazing.
So cute.
I could see them in a store. I would buy them in a heartbeat.
So thank you very much, Penelope. That was very nice of you. She also included, as I said, Tim Tams.
Of course.
Maltesers. Karen's favorite snack of all time. They're like
Whoppers.
They're like Whoppers. Yeah.
They may even be the same thing, right? Just rebranded.
Yeah.
It might be. Yeah.
From the same malt ball factory.
Yes. And Milo, which is like Australian Ovaltine, apparently.
It's like Ovaltine with cocoa in it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like chocolate
beverage.
Yeah, chocolate malt beverage.
Yes.
Very good.
People drink it for breakfast.
Yeah. Thank you, Penelope. So great. Yeah.
It was from Australia, so the package was upside down, but we flipped it right over and and everything is the way it should be.
Continuing your dad joke theme, I see.
Heyo! I actually have a new dad fact I can bring to you guys.
Oh.
Yeah. So, this we did not know. When you take your baby, like, out of the house to take your baby somewhere,
sure.
You need to bring an extra diaper.
Wow!
Yep. Right. You make that mistake one time.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
It's like that with walking your dog as well. You should bring extra bags.
you should. Calculate how many poop bags you think you need for your dog. And
times
bring, like,
it by two.
More.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, that. It's that walk that he's going to decide that he needs to just get rid of everything.
Yeah. Right. And there are going to be a lot of people around. There's no way to be like, I'm gonna come back for this, I promise.
Yeah. I just have one. It's okay.
I left a little handwritten note on there. Yep. I'll come back for this later.
That's why you're gonna be in a public space. He's gonna poop right in the middle of a corner of a sidewalk, and everybody is gonna be like just glaring.
Like the worst parents
ever.
Yeah,
exactly. It's worse. Yeah, it's worse if it's a baby and they poop on the sidewalk. So bring those extra diapers. You might even want to get a bag to put them in. Call it a diaper bag.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. I just came up with that.
Yeah.
That is a tip from me to all you parents out there.
All right, without further ado, let's jump into our first general trivia segment, Pop Quiz Hotshot. Here, we're running low on these cards. I need a reorder. All right, here we go. I have a random Trivial Pursuit card from the box. You guys have your morning zoo radio buzzers. Here we go. Blue Edge for geography. Who was the first former head of state tried for war crimes in the Hague?
The Hague. The first former head of state. Okay, tried for war
crimes. Hague.
The International Court.
Hague.
Well, I'm going to assume it was one of the Nazi leaders.
Okay.
Well, but I mean,
head of state.
Yeah, right. It wasn't Hitler, obviously.
Stalin.
It wasn't Mussolini.
Wow, whoever gets this, I don't even know.
Was it from World War One, maybe, then?
I don't even know.
Okay.
All right, well,
let's find out together.
Slobodan Milosevic.
That was recent. That was the 90s or something.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you pronounce it?
Too early.
Slobodan
Milosevic.
Yeah.
Milosevic.
They used to call him like Slobo Milo or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says here, the Serbian strongman died of a heart attack before the trial was completed.
That's right. That's right. Okay, yeah, so I was wrong reasoning. Yeah. Go later, not earlier.
Yeah, much later.
Much later.
Yeah.
Tough question. Cool.
Yeah, well, I think this whole card is kind of tough. All right, Pink Wedge for pop culture. What radio host announced in 2001 that he was almost deaf? Colin.
That was Rush Limbaugh.
Yes. A cochlear implant helped reverse the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cochlear.
Cochlear.
All right, Yellow Wedge. What did a 2009 study find on 90% of U.S. currency bills?
Oh.
Human feces.
What? Oh, incorrect. No.
Cocaine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's shocking.
It's an explosion at the money factory.
There's a note here. Currency counting machines can contaminate many otherwise clean bills. So it's so
the currency machine is like, oh, that was my friend's cocaine. Yeah. That wasn't mine. Yeah.
I'm just holding it.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. All right. Purple Wedge. What future Sex and the City figure defected to the West when touring with the Bolshoi Ballet? Dana.
It was Baryshnikov?
Yes.
The dancer.
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he was on the show.
Yes, he was a love interest.
Yeah. Oh, were there love interests on that show?
Did they talk about
interesting.
Love?
All right, Green Wedge for Science. What world-famous therapist began her media career as host of the 15-minute radio show Sexually Speaking?
Oh.
Everybody.
Dr. Ruth
Westheimer.
Well, I just needed Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
Job. Yeah. All right.
Judge Judy.
That
would be awesome. All right, last question on this kind of weird card. Orange Wedge, what airline considers itself, quote, a whole different animal?
What now?
What airline considers itself, quote, a whole different animal?
A whole different animal.
Colin.
Qantas.
That's a smart guess. No. It is, I don't know, Frontier.
Oh, okay.
The note here says the airline's planes feature wild animals on their tails.
Oh, that's hard.
Sure.
Tough card.
Okay.
Tough card.
Yeah.
Tough card. All right. Today is episode 130, and every fifth episode, we, instead of having a theme or a topic, we brought our own quizzes and puzzles to stump each other and stump you guys, listeners. So today is our all-quiz bonanza number 26.
Woo!
This is... all-quiz bonanza, who wants to go first?
I will go first. I have prepared an installment of Have You Ever Noticed? The angle of this quiz is things that we've seen dozens, perhaps hundreds, perhaps thousands of times before. And how closely have you been paying attention to these things?
Not very.
Well, we'll see. Some of these are pretty simple. Some of these are 50-50. I've thrown in a healthy amount of 50-50s here, so you guys can at least take a guess.
Get some points on the board.
Some of them you'll just have to know outright. So we'll start with a relatively easy one here for this group, I think. And buzz in when you're ready. So in the spirit of Have You Noticed, please tell me, in which hand does the Statue of Liberty hold her torch?
Oh!
Right hand.
It is the right hand. Yeah.
Come on now.
I wanted to get a softball out over the, you know.
Sure.
All right. Wait, hold on. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she's wielding. She's right-handed wielding the torch.
Yeah.
Does Snoopy, the comic strip and cartoon character, does Snoopy wear a dog collar? Chris.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Wow.
Snoopy does have a dog collar.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes red, sometimes black, sometimes just an outline. Depends on when in time. But yes, Snoopy does have a collar.
Mm-hmm.
The logo for Apple. Apple's a local local.
Colin's trying to cover up our computers.
Apple's a local technology concern you may have heard
it's
of.
It's on your phone. It's on everybody's phone.
Ah, it's everywhere.
We cannot escape
close
it.
Close our eyes.
Right. Okay, we'll close our eyes.
The logo, of course, is a silhouette of an apple with a bite taken out of it.
Uh-huh.
The bite is on the right side. But tell me, please, which way does the stem of the apple in the Apple logo point?
What?
That also points to the right.
It does also point to the right.
Wow. Hold on.
Please tell me, from left to right, if you are facing it, what is the order of the four U.S. presidents on Mount Rushmore?
Oh
my God. Okay, I know Lincoln's on the end.
So the
you guys can handle this as a team.
I think it's Lincoln, Washington, Roosevelt.
And then the other one.
No.
Harding. Who's the other one on there?
How about, is it Taft? Where's Taft?
Man, Lincoln, Jefferson, Roosevelt, Washington?
Incorrect.
Well, I think Lincoln is on the right.
Somewhere?
It is, from left to right.
Oh, God. Okay.
George Washington.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
Theodore Roosevelt. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't get it right.
Lincoln was on one side.
Washington.
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Roosevelt.
So it's not chronological order. It's just the last two are flipped.
Yep. Does the animal depicted on a pack of Camel cigarettes mm-hmm. have one hump or two humps? Dana.
One?
It is one hump. Yeah.
Okay.
So technically that is a dromedary they have pictured on the pack of Camel cigarettes.
Why?
A dromedary has one hump. The camel has two humps. The Bactrian camel is the two-hump animal. The animal with one hump is a dromedary. Next to which ear does Hello Kitty wear her bow? Mm. Karen.
God, I'm so bad at like the reflection thing. I know. I like when I draw, I can draw. It's my right, so her left.
Correct. Okay. Correct. She wears her bow. Sometimes they'll give her a little hat or something, but her hair accessory goes on her left ear. The Parthenon, the famous ruins atop the Acropolis in Greece.
Yes.
You guys can probably picture it. Triangular top with a row of columns. How many columns are in the front row of the Parthenon? Karen?
Eight.
There are eight.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow, Karen, right on it.
Dang.
Yeah. Someone went to architecture school.
I know. School.
Karen,
what
Karen has noticed.
Architecture?
Yeah. Sticking with buildings here. In the logo for Disney Pictures, Disney movies.
Yes.
Karen and Chris in particular, I know you guys have seen this many, many times.
Yes.
How many towers with flags are in the Walt Disney Pictures logo? Karen.
Three.
Incorrect. Chris.
Four.
Incorrect. There are six.
What? Whoa.
Six towers with flags.
Are there little ones?
Yeah. Oh, they're tiny ones?
So six flags.
Six flags.
Okay.
Whoa, you printed it out? Awesome.
Just to make sure. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Holy cow. Yeah. Wow.
A lot of flags.
Oh, with flags?
With flags, but there's actually eight. Wow. Eight with flags.
Oh, my God. Who knows this?
Somebody draws this all the time.
Somebody knows this.
Dewey defeats Truman. I'm sure you guys have seen this famous photo of Harry S. Truman holding up the newspaper, wildly, erroneously predicting his loss in the presidential election.
Yeah, not predicting, calling it.
Sorry, yes, you're right. Calling, yes, this was the day after.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
There was a newspaper, maybe Colin will ask us what newspaper it is. I'm not sure what the question is going to be, but there was a newspaper in which they erroneously called the election for Dewey. And, of course, there's this famous photo of Truman, who had won the election.
Yes, with a giant grin on his face, holding up the paper to the reporters.
Right.
What major American newspaper is he holding a copy of?
From a major American city.
It's not the New York Times.
Chicago Tribune?
It is. Chicago Tribune.
Like
Is it just the case where they print two?
They just called it wrong. They just blew it. I mean, if you think about analog, data gathering, it's just difficult to get it all in, and they just jumped the gun.
Yeah, and it's such an egregious historical error. Like, you'll see people talk about, it was a Dewey defeats Truman moment kind of thing. Like, if you bungle something really poorly.
Yep.
In the logo for the television show Seinfeld, what dots the eye?
Oh.
What dots the eye in Seinfeld? Chris.
I thought it was a triangle.
It is. Yeah. It's a triangle.
Is it a red triangle?
The color will vary, but it is often shown as a red. Yep. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And an inverted triangle, I suppose.
Very 90s.
Yes.
Very late 80s, early 90s.
Everything about it. It's like the oval and like the, the slanted font, everything. Yeah.
Was Seinfeld 1990?
89.
Okay. So same as The Simpsons.
That's true. Yeah. Christmas episode would have been 88, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, lastly, you guys might be familiar with the costumed crime fighter Batman.
Okay.
And, of course, Batman is frequently accompanied by his sidekick, Robin, known for whining and a very brightly colored costume.
And boy shorts.
Yes, and super hot pants, yes. Uh-huh. In most depictions of Robin, please tell me, what color are Robin's gloves?
Ooh.
Karen.
Green.
They are green.
Yeah.
They match the boy shorts.
Yes. Yeah. his bright red, yellow, and green costume.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, a true creature of the night.
Well, depends on which origin story you want to go with. Like, it is circus inspired.
Right. That was one of the stories. Right. That was supposed to be his family's acrobat costumes. Right.
Mm-hmm. I already have this costume for you right here, Robin.
I prefer the theory put forth that Batman dressed himself in dark colors and kept Robin in bright so that the bad guys would shoot at Robin.
That's good.
All right. Well, good job, guys. You guys have proved yourselves quite attentive.
That was tough.
Last week, I was talking about scatomancy, the fortune telling using poop, yes. And the weird word a day thing I do at Words Are So Weird on Twitter. You can follow me at Words Are So Weird. The Oxford English Dictionary has become my new best friend. It's so addictive. I got access to it the other day. I've just been plowing through it. And
wow.
I was like, what other kinds of divination are there? There's poop divination. What else is there? There's a lot. You can read the, you can tell the future with a lot of things. So I made a quiz for you guys.
Oh man.
About divination, different kinds of divination. I'll tell you what the word is. And then I think there are enough clues. You can guess what kind of fortune telling it is, or what you're using in order to,
wow.
to tell the future.
Okay.
I'll read the word. You guys write down your answer and we'll see who's right. All right. First one. Ambulomancy. Ambulomancy.
Ambulomancy. Fortune telling by
ambulo.
I was going ambulatory is how I was going.
Okay. I don't know what guys got it. All right. What do you got? All right. Colin says how you walk. Karen says snoring. Chris says walking style. It's from walking.
Oh.
Divination by walking.
Wait, why do you guys guess walking?
Ambulatory.
Yeah.
Like able to move around.
Ambulare is Latin for walking. So yes.
Is that where ambulance comes from?
Indirectly.
After a fashion. Yeah.
Got it's it. Also where amble, mm-hmm. I believe, comes
oh,
from.
Oh, I did not know that.
So someone watches how you walk and then gives you your... Is that the idea?
I think so, yes.
Interesting.
Or they walk around you. They didn't get into very
walking.
Specifics,
okay.
like
yeah.
how you should be able to tell the future.
Interesting.
Not that kind of dictionary. How about aeromancy? A-E-R-O-mancy.
Aeromancy.
We shall see.
Okay. Yeah. What do we got? What do we got? Colin says wind. Karen says air. Chris says wind. It is by air or things in the air, like clouds or birds.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. How about armamancy? A-R-M-O-M-A-N-C-Y. Armamancy.
Armamancy.
Armor.
Colin says your skin. Karen says clothes. Chris says your armoire.
Armoire.
It's actually by the shoulders of beasts, like arms.
Oh.
It is
by the shoulders of beasts?
Yeah.
Wait, that like they feel it?
Uh-huh. Your future is you're about to get eaten by a bear.
Like, oh, you got strong arms. So you're going to...
Oh, armamancy. I guess if you use your hand. I don't know.
Your arms.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's like palm reading.
How about astragalomancy? A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-O-mancy.
Astragalo.
Mm-hmm.
Astragalo. Astra is like star.
This is a weird word, and you maybe heard of it in certain contexts. We can talk about it.
Really?
But yeah.
Isn't there like an astragalus... bacteria or something like that?
Oh, let's guess that.
Sure, I'll throw in with bacteria mancy as well.
All right, Colin says bacteria. Karen says bacteria. Chris says stars. It's by dice or huckle bones.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay,
astragaloid. There's all it comes from like the little nubbins at the top of your bones, like the round thing. And then I think people were using them as dice.
Yeah,
at one point.
Yeah. Those are like the original dice. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. You throw. Yeah. That's why they say like roll in the bones. Like that's where that comes from.
Oh.
Yeah. How about cartomancy? C-A-R-T-O-mancy. Ready?
Oh.
We got Colin and Karen saying maps. Chris says cards. It is cards.
Oh.
Cards, cartomancy.
Not like cartography.
So tarot would be like cartomancy?
Yeah. How about chiromancy? C-H-I-R-O-mancy.
Oh, what is that root?
I know, I've heard that before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what is that root? Chiro.
Oh.
Ready? What's that?
That's
a squiggly. Okay, so...
It's N-A.
Colin and Karen say spine. Chris says squiggles. It is hand. Chiromancy is divination. Palm
what?
Reading.
Spine
palm
is so good, though.
Yeah.
Chiropractor.
That's what I was
I know, but
for.
I wonder if it's because they're manipulating you with their hands.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure.
Oh,
that makes sense.
That's it.
Why, yeah. Why does that make sense?
Because that's what they do.
They're putting their hands on and manipulating you.
Right.
Chiro. Crazy. Okay. All right.
Mm.
We all learned something.
Look at that.
Ornithomancy. O-R-N-I-T-H-O-mancy.
This one I know.
All right, if mine matches Taryn's, I'll feel good.
Well, I mean, it's just etymology,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so totally.
Yeah, I'm going by that. Oh. Yeah.
So birds, or bird poop. Yep, birds.
I like the bird poop
probably
idea,
also
though.
Right? Bird poop.
That's ornithoscatomancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can do that on my car.
Yeah, exactly.
Onomancy. O-N-O-mancy.
Oh.
Okay.
This word comes up so much, the okay. Ono part.
So remember, a centaur is a half horse, half human. Uh-huh. And Ono centaur is a half donkey, half human.
Oh.
So it's something about Ono is like...
Donkey related?
No. I think it's like... Not anti or almost, you know, like quasi or, you know, I don't know what Ono.
All right. Colin says sound. Karen says Beatles, but spelled like the band, the Beatles.
Yeah, like Yoko Ono.
Oh, okay. All right. And then, yes, and Chris also says John Lennon's widow.
Oh!
Same wavelength.
She can definitely predict the future.
It's divination from a name or names, especially the letters of a personal name. So I think
okay.
That's funny if it's like, oh no, means like jackass or donkey. And it's also like your personal name.
Oh.
So it's funny. I was thinking like onomatopoeia.
Oh,
no. I was just hooking into that. But yeah. I bet that it's onomatopoeia. No. The root means named after.
It's another dad joke of mine because there's a place called Ono Hawaiian Barbecue. Whenever we drive by it, I go, oh no.
You've been practicing.
It's like, what? And I point it, and she's like, God,
you get me every time.
Every time with this.
I've been practicing for this forever. All right. Okay. Last one. Let's do pedomancy.
Whoa.
P E D O M A N C Y. Karen. Colin says feetsies. Karen says feet. Chris says children.
Children? Question mark.
It's the soles of the feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy. We'll end on a high note. Everybody's winning except for Chris.
Oh, no.
But he made
it.
Oh, no.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
All right, my turn, and I have a quick quiz here called What's Your Type? So I'm going to list you three varieties of a thing, and you have to guess what the thing is.
Like Cabernet.
Yes. That's a good one. Yeah, exactly. So here we go. I'm going to list three and buzz in with what you think these are varieties of.
Okay.
All right.
Jazz, Jonathan, Crispin, Colin.
Are those apples?
Those are apples.
Nice.
Actually, this was inspired. I was at the supermarket. I saw jazz apples, and I was like, oh.
That's cool. I've never heard of a jazz. I've heard of the fast food. Jazz apples. You have to do jazz hands.
Yeah, no. So the whole trip, I was like, jazz apples. All right, next
Touch
one.
Your jazz apples.
Yeah, jazz apples. All right. Next one, garden, conger, moray.
Oh,
eels.
Eels, yeah. Yes. They're a variety of eels. Garden eels are actually interesting. They're called garden eels.
They're snakes.
They're vertical. Like sometimes you see them on the ocean floor.
Huh. Yeah.
They're like sticking up. So it looks like a garden of eels.
That's like
grass blades. Yeah. Kind of weird. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why that's creepier. Somehow it is.
It is.
All right, next one. Happy, odd, imaginary. Chris.
Quarks.
Quarks?
I don't know.
Oh.
What?
Colin?
Numbers.
Numbers, yes! A happy number, I think we mentioned this on the show before, is a number defined by the following process. Starting with any positive integer, replace the number by the sum of the squares of its digits.
Whoa. Okay.
So for example, so 13 is a happy number. You take the digits. So 1 squared, 3 squared equals 10. And then you take those digits and square them. 1 squared plus 0 squared
is
equals
1. Got it.
So all these numbers that you keep doing this process where it equals 1 is called a happy number.
That's cool.
A number that does not do that is called a sad number. Oh, not joking. No. Or unhappy.
I thought of quarks. I just looked this up because I don't know anything about that. There's 6 types of quarks. I am here reading from the book of Wikipedia.
Wait, quarks are
Elementary particles.
Oh, okay.
That, like, there's 6 types, which are up, down, strange, charm, bottom, and top.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Weird.
Those are
weird
cute.
Name.
All right, next one. Adipose, pelvic, caudal.
God,
that
is so familiar.
Fat?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, what's caudal? Caudal is... Oh,
C-A-U-D-A-L.
Caudal.
There is
Adipose.
Pelvic.
Caudal.
Is it...
Positions?
Fins?
It is fins. Adipose is like a little fat nubbin fin. Okay. Pelvic fin is located in the pelvic area of fish. And then caudal is tail, is the scientific name of a tail fin.
Cool. I have fat in all those places. Just saying.
But only
record.
Fins in two. I don't know. It sounds scandalous.
Yeah.
All right. This is... super specific.
Wow. Okay.
Super specific. I don't know how it got in my head. Maybe I was hungry.
All right.
Okay. Namyong, pizzokeri, soba.
Noodles?
Incorrect. More specific, please.
Oh.
Buckwheat noodles?
Buckwheat noodles.
Okay.
She did say very specific.
That's right. She did.
Namyong is Korean noodles made out of buckwheat. Soba is Japanese noodles made out of buckwheat, and pizzokeri, P-I-Z-Z-O-C-C-H-E-R-I.
Pizzokeri.
Pizza, it's keri, right? Not keri. Cherry.
I think it's...
Well, there's 2 C's, but then there's a H.
Pizzokeri.
Pizzokeri.
Yeah.
It's an Italian buckwheat noodle dish.
Oh.
Very specific. Last one. And this was also inspired by my personal events.
Sure.
Maybe that's TMI. All right. Osmotic, secretory, exudative. Dana.
Sweat?
Incorrect.
Is it poo?
Always poo. Yeah. Glands?
It's Colin's close.
What?
They're types of diarrhea.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I know it's gross, but it made me think, I was like, what are the human reasons for diarrhea? Like, what happens in your body that causes that? And so I looked it up, and it's actually kind of interesting. So there are only three
types. Gonna get into it. Okay.
Sure. So 3 types. Osmotic means there's something that is drawing water from the body, that's taking water from the body. Osmosis, right? Secretory happens when the body is putting water in.
Okay.
Exudative is if there is blood or inflammatory. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Huh.
Human body is wondrous.
Sure.
From Cabernet to bloody stool.
The whole wide range
of human experiences.
The buckwheat noodles.
In one quiz. Yeah, that's right.
The pageant of humanity.
So beautiful.
I like when everything's a pageant. Anything can be a pageant.
Yeah. I, too, have been inspired to create this quiz by our last episode. Karen read off the Trivial Pursuit card. What New Mexico's state
official
question?
State
New
question.
Mexico's
right.
official state
Not
question.
Not motto
right.
question.
Red right. or green.
Red or green, which is referring to the chilies that you want with your meal. Do you want red or green chilies? And I then thought, wow, I'll make an entire quiz about official state questions. Unfortunately, New Mexico is the only state with an official state question. However, states love declaring official state what's-its.
Oh, yeah.
Generally, there's a popular call to name something the official state something, when they little old ladies get together and submit a petition, or they have kids in schools vote on what the official state ground animal is going to be. Sure. You know, many states have official state things, and this is a quiz about that.
Okay.
A lot of them, I mean, a lot of the official state things are really, really hard to guess. You either know it or you don't, but these are all, everything I've chosen here is
guessable.
Should be, yeah, guessable to some degree. Okay. Some will be super easy. Some will require a little bit of thinking, but I think you guys can do it. So if you have your pads and your pens and such, and
I love the fact that you have the assumption that every state has an official question. But really, it's just one.
That was a good assumption, though. It seemed official.
Makes it more legit.
I was disappointed. Yeah.
You're like, this is a very easy quiz that could
write. Like, oh, New York's official state question is, are you talking to me?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, we should come up with our own.
We can come up with official state questions for every state. Yeah. So here we go. This is worth a point. But I think you're all going to get it. We'll just get some points on the board with this one.
Mm-hmm. These are feel-good points.
This is more for our listeners. This question is more the have you been paying attention to Good Job Brain question. See if you can get this in the car.
Okay.
Its official state drink is coffee milk. Its official state drink is coffee milk.
Oh, fun. I don't remember.
I hope I remember this one. I know the region.
Okay. All right.
There.
Karen says Rhode Island. Colin says Rhode Island. Dana says Little Rhodey, best state in the union. Yes, Rhode Island. Official state drink is coffee milk. Okay, that's a point for everyone. This, appropriately, is the official state cookie of Pennsylvania. The official state cookie of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Appropriately.
Okay, appropriately. I'm just going to repeat everything Chris says.
Yeah,
sure.
I would caution you to not overthink it. And we have our answers. Colin says chocolate chip cookie. Dana says a chocolate chip cookie. And Karen says Toll House. I'll give it to you anyway. Toll House is not in Pennsylvania, but Hershey is definitely in Pennsylvania. Hershey. Their official cookie is the chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, okay. That's what my thinking was.
Toll House. Yeah, I checked. Toll House, not in Pennsylvania.
Massachusetts?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, Hershey.
Speaking of Massachusetts, I'm giving you the point anyway, Karen.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. It's all very, very loosey-goosey here. Speaking of Massachusetts, Massachusetts and Louisiana both have official state donuts.
Oh,
1 point each.
Okay.
Name the official state donuts of Massachusetts and Louisiana. One of them you can get at Dunkin' Donuts. The other one you cannot get at Dunkin' Donuts. How about that? That's a little special little hint for you. Answers up. Karen says glazed and beignets. I'm guessing that beignets is our Louisiana one. Colin says Massachusetts, the cruller. Ooh, the cruller. And beignet for Louisiana. And Dana actually has the same answer. Louisiana beignet, Massachusetts cruller. Yes, indeed, beignets are the official state donuts of Louisiana. The official state donut of Massachusetts is the Boston cream.
Boston
cream. I almost wrote that.
Oh my god!
But then I was like, "Is that a pie?" Yeah, I doubted myself.
The Boston cream pie is a pie. It was invented, I believe, at the Parker House in Massachusetts. But there is a Boston cream donut very popular at Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
Darn.
Okay. Here's a tough one for you. This 1964 song by the McCoys, a staple at Ohio sporting events, is the state's official rock song.
Official rock?
Official rock song. This is a toughie.
Who was it by?
Song by the McCoys. It is a staple at Ohio sporting events. They very often play this at many sporting events at the collegiate level and the professional level in the great state of Ohio. And it is the official rock song of the state of Ohio.
What are famous Ohio cities?
Cleveland.
Cincinnati.
Our Ohio fans.
They know it. They're singing it right now.
They're singing it right now. If only I could give you all points. Colin says Cleveland rocks. Karen says Sin City. Dana says Roller Coaster of Love. The answer is actually Hang On Sloopy.
Okay.
Hang On Sloopy is the official state
of Ohio.
Kid you not.
Huh. Hang On Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on.
Let's revive this a little bit here. The official state dessert of Virginia is ice cream. But the official state dessert of this state is the ice cream cone.
Oh.
The ice cream cone is the official state dessert of this state. I should say again, this is gettable. There is a logical path to this. The official state dessert of this state is the ice cream cone. Your hint is, this is gettable.
Oh.
Karen says Missouri. Colin says Missouri. Dana says Illinois. It is, in fact, Missouri.
Yes!
World's Fair.
St. Louis World's Fair.
It all comes back to the World's Fair. The
I couldn't remember if it was the Chicago one or not.
St. Louis World's Fair, 1904. Yep, exactly. Well, you had the right idea. Mm-hmm. The Boston Terrier is the official state dog of Massachusetts. The Alaskan Malamute of Alaska. Mm-hmm. Which state named as its official dog the Chesapeake Bay Retriever? First step in this question, where is Chesapeake Bay? This is a toughie, but you might get it. Which state has as its official dog the Chesapeake Bay Retriever? This was the first state to name an official dog. Colin says New York. Karen says Maryland. And yes. Dana says Mass. It is Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland. We've separated things out a little bit. Oh,
yeah. Yep. Karen's in the lead.
This line of drinks, originally called Fruit Smack, was created in and is now the official state drink of Nebraska. Line of drinks, originally called Fruit Smack, created in and is now the official state drink of Nebraska. Karen says High C. Colin says Kool-Aid. Dana says Kool-Aid. It is Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid.
How do you spell Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I started writing it.
It used to be spelled the way that Colin spelled it, like lemonade, and it is now actually spelled the way that Dana spelled it, like Band-Aid.
K-O-O-L-A-I-D.
Here's another interesting official state snack. In this state, the official state snack is Jell-O. The official state snack is Jell-O.
Is this gettable?
This is gettable. Favorite of big families.
Oh,
okay. Gotcha. Now we're going to be in trouble.
Karen says Utah. Colin says Utah. Dana says Utah. The hint brought it home for you guys.
Yeah.
Mormons love their Jell-O, and the official state snack of Utah is Jell-O.
Huh. Yeah.
So in case you're keeping track, we have Colin and Karen with 7 points each. Dana with 6 points each. Still anybody's game. Three more questions to go. In New York, it's apple. In Minnesota and Virginia, it's blueberry. In Massachusetts, it's corn. In Hawaii, it's coconut. I have just told you the official state what's. In New York, it's apple. Mm-hmm. Minnesota and Virginia, blueberry. Massachusetts, corn. Hawaii, coconut. These are the official state what.
Corn in Massachusetts. That's the one that throws me. As far as I know, they don't grow a lot of corn in Mass.
Weird. I have no idea. Oh, take a stab.
Take a stab at it. Write down whatever pops into your head. Apple, blueberry, corn, coconut. Dana says pies. Colin says side dish. Karen says muffin. These are the official state muffins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think apple pie is probably like Vermont or...
Well, New York could have it too.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
In 2005, North Carolina declared this to be its official state carnivorous plant.
Wait, say that one more time?
In the year 2005, North Carolina declared this to be its official state carnivorous plant.
Every state should have one.
Right? Answers up. Everyone says the Venus flytrap, and everyone is correct. Yes.
Why? Just so random.
You know, if you're going to have an official state carnivorous plant, might as well be the best.
I always wanted a Venus flytrap as a kid.
They're totally gettable.
Yeah.
If you have a fly problem, they will eat one and fly
And I heard that you can like feed them like little bits of like meat and cheese and stuff.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's like a pet.
Okay. One more question. No hints on this one.
Okay.
Again, still gettable, but no hints.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Karen has 8, Colin has 8, Dana has 7. Every state has some sort of official food item. But this is the only state with an official flavor. The only state with an official flavor.
Flavor.
I can think of like 4 where I'd be like, okay, could be.
Well, you know, pick one and see what happens.
Yeah, I'll just pick one.
All right.
Oh, interesting.
Dana says Vermont. Colin says Georgia. Karen says Vermont. The only state with an official flavor is Vermont.
Yeah, maple
is the official state flavor of Vermont. Dana gets a point. Karen gets a point. And with a big 10 points, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Karen takes it home.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Karen.
That was good.
Oh, that was good. That was really weird. All right, let's take a quick break. A word from our sponsor.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages. Teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
So, Chris, a few weeks ago, you came back from, I think it was Penny Arcade Expo,
yes.
And you had some books that a listener had given you to sort of form the seed of the Good Job Brain library.
Indeed.
And as you guys know, you often tease me for it. I have a lot of just weird old trivia books laying around. And
never
I
never once teased you for having weird old trivia books.
I think we're impressed.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. I'm saying wow sincerely, not sarcastically. Like,
right.
Whoa, that's cool.
So in the spirit of the Good Job Brain library, I wanted to compile a quiz using my old favorite trivia book. So I am holding here a copy of a book called Puzzle Quiz, which I got, I don't even remember when I got this book.
It looks old.
Well,
based on
the fonts, I would say the late 70s.
Yeah. The copyright date on the book is 1978.
Well,
so
there we go.
I was not reading then. I was not that advanced.
Wow.
I must have gotten this sometime in the early 80s, I'm guessing. Mm. So it's by author Stephen Barr, and it is brain teasers and some puzzles and riddles, some outright trivia. A lot of logic questions, and I read this book a lot as a kid. You can see it's been well loved. So I went through, and I have chosen a selection of questions from Puzzle Quiz to give to you guys.
From your childhood.
Yes, these are trivia from Colin's past.
Are we smarter than Colin when he was 8 years old?
I have no idea which of these I got when I was 8 years old, but... Okay. So buzz in when you think you have the answer. Now, and I want to just as a framing here, a lot of these are kind of not tongue in cheek, but cheeky, maybe.
Are these pre-dad jokes?
They're not that bad.
Okay.
Everybody looks at Chris.
I know, we already have enough of those.
Here we go. What are the largest living things? What are the largest living things? Dana.
The whale.
Not the whale. Largest animal is the whale. Chris.
Redwoods?
Yes. California
okay.
Redwood
trees. I thought
this
was like a lateral thinking puzzle. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So some of these, they're mostly trivia.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. This is a two-part question here.
Oh.
What timepiece has the fewest number of moving parts? Karen.
Sundial.
It is indeed a sundial.
Zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
What timepiece has the greatest number of moving parts?
Pocket watch?
What timepiece has the...
Chris.
Big Ben.
The answer is an hourglass.
Oh, that's great! That is so good!
An hourglass timer with its uncounted grains of sand.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever.
What is the biggest Roman number that spells an English word. Oh. I'll give you a few seconds here. You have your pad and paper if you want to noodle around with this. Okay. Oh, Karen's ready to answer.
Civil?
Oh, sorry, right. It must be a valid Roman numeral, meaning not just using the letters. This would be a number that the Romans could express a quantity with.
Got it.
Okay, give us a second here. Let's try to figure this out.
Wow.
Chris.
Mix. M-I-X.
The answer, as written, most people think it is mix. Mid is still bigger. M-I-D.
Mid is a bigger, okay. Wow, okay.
What is the biggest country on the equator?
The biggest country on the equator.
Dana.
Is it Brazil?
It is Brazil. More than twice the size of any other country on the equator.
Huh.
What well-known English word has I-I in it? Karen. Mm,
skiing.
Yes, of course. Skiing. Approximately how many cells are in an egg yolk?
Oh.
Chris.
Oh.
One.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
One cell in the egg yolk.
Yeah, okay. That's very... Whenever a logic puzzle asks you a question that's like asking you to estimate what seems like some huge amount, it's probably... Well, the answer is probably zero or one.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. That's totally a good point. All right, last one here. Hydrogen is so called because it generates water. Greek hydro. For what is oxygen named?
Generates oxy. What's oxy?
That's really what it's asking.
What is oxy?
For generating acid. Really? Oxys.
Oh.
Oxys.
Oh. Huh.
Thank you, Stephen Barr, reaching through the years and giving us some questions from Puzzle Quiz.
Nice. I think we would have been friends as kids. That book is up my alley. I think I've had books like that.
I think we all have had to have books like that to end up here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably like a set of steps.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it is very self-selected.
Hey, Matt, did you know that wombats poop cubes?
Nope, never heard that before.
Did you know the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland, Ken?
I didn't know, nor do I care.
Neil, did you know that Liechtenstein is the only doubly landlocked country in Europe?
Jeff, isn't that an American pop artist?
Well, actually, it's both. If you want to learn things like that and more, join us each week on Triviality, a pub trivia-style game show podcast where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Listen in each week to answer general knowledge trivia alongside exciting guests from around the world.
And we're here too.
Join us every Tuesday for new hour-long episodes of Triviality, plus tons of extra theme content on everything from The Office and Lord of the Rings to science and geography.
And sometimes we even do sports.
Find us on all your preferred podcast apps and take part in the fun of playing bar trivia without the need to wear pants.
Real mature, Jeff.
Forget it, Neil. It's Triviality.
All right, and I have one last segment here, and Zach wrote in and emailed us and said, hey guys, you know, I was thinking, and from experience in pub trivia myself, I think you guys should do a section about company stock names.
Oh, okay.
We do get these from time
to time. We do get these in pub trivia a lot.
And when you say stock name, you're talking about like stock symbols.
Yes.
So when you're trading on the New York Stock Exchange, these are the up to four letter usually abbreviations for the companies.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. So for example, Apple is AAPL.
Right. Google is GOOG.
I'm going to say the company name and you guys guess what you think some companies choose funny fun names that company decided to pick as their stock symbols. Speaking of fun, actually, someone does have fun, F-U-N, as their symbol, and that is the Cedar Fair Entertainment Company.
Okay.
They manage and own lots of different amusement parks across the United States. Knott's Berry Farm, famously, and also Cedar Point.
Okay.
Cedar Point, very big. So their stock symbol is F-U-N.
Fun.
All right. Here we go. What do you think Harley Davidson uses as their stock symbol? Answers up. Chris says hog. Dana says vroom. Colin says hog. It is hog. H-O-G.
Yeah, I had R-R-R also. Okay.
What symbol does Sealy Corporation use? Answers up. Chris says ZZZ, Dana says bed, and Colin says ZZZ. It's actually ZZ, but on the right track.
Okay, all right.
ZZ.
Sealy, of course, the mattress company.
Yep. The Avis Budget Group, Inc. trades under what symbol?
Inc. INC or INK?
INC. Okay. Avis Budget Group, Inc.
Avis Budget Group, Inc.
Oh, the two companies are two. Okay.
Oh, I see. I
didn't know they were the same company.
Everybody. Colin says car. Dana says Inc. INC. And Chris says car. It is car. The Avis and Budget Rental car company.
I was going back and forth like, it's either rent or car.
What company uses the symbol BID? What company uses the symbol BID or bid?
Oh.
Everybody says eBay. You are all incorrect.
Oh, no.
It is Sotheby's.
Okay, I was going back and forth. I was going back and forth.
Another auction company. Famous
I'm going
auction
for
house.
A goose egg for a, all wrong.
That's a trick.
100% incorrect.
Steinway Musical Instruments, the company they famous for their pianos, use their stock symbol is to honor a famous composer. What do you think its stock symbol is? Answers up. Chris says BACH for Bach. Dana says BEET for Beethoven. And Colin says LVB. And you are correct.
Oh,
it is
LVB.
Ludwig van Beethoven.
Wow.
Very clever.
I thought about Chop for Chopin.
Chop. Moz.
Yeah.
Moz for Mozart. Mozart.
Right,
Moz.
Right, right.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, that's totally like not real. I mean, it is related, but in terms of the actual company name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to close out with a quick fire buzz in lightning round. There's some companies that only trade under one letter as their stock symbol.
Good, yeah.
I'm going to name the letter.
Studied these before.
You tell me what company it is. Lightning round buzzers, please.
Oh, okay.
M.
Motorola?
Incorrect.
M&M Mars?
Incorrect.
Oh. Don't know.
It is Macy's.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
V.
Is that Visa?
It is Visa. Mm. Previously Vivendi.
Ah.
So sometimes companies
they can move around.
They can move around or when they delisted and such. Mm. All right. Z.
No. I was going to say Zappos, but they're not publicly traded. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Zipcar. Z. Zippo.
Zenith?
It is Zillow.
Oh,
really?
They got
the realty?
Yep. So some of these are actually, they seem pretty modern. Because you think, the single letter ones must be really old American
companies. No, but they change hands.
But they change hands all the time. So yes, Ford trades under F. Who trades under P? This is a modern one.
Oh, it is?
PayPal.
No.
Incorrect.
Part of eBay.
Part of eBay.
Right, yeah.
Although they're spinning off.
It's weird.
Oh,
it's weird.
I was going to guess Priceline.
It is Pandora.
Oh.
The music.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Isn't that
interesting?
Yeah. Last question. There are two letters that are currently unassigned. That means no companies are using them. What are the two letters that are currently unassigned to anything? Colin.
X and W.
W is Wayfair and X is U.S. Steel.
So
incorrect.
Wow. Q?
Q is Quintiles.
Hmm.
It is J and U.
Huh.
J and U. J, previously Jackpot Enterprises, and U, previously U.S. Airways. So there you go. Good job, everybody. This will definitely show up in pub quiz.
Please do.
All right, and that is our show, our all-quiz bonanza number 26. Thank you guys for joining me, and thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. Hope you had fun today. We had fun with lots of different quizzes. Lots of poop talk, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you can find us on iTunes.
Jazz apples.
Jazz apples. You gotta like.
Jazz apples.
Jazz apples.
Yeah.
You can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Audible, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.